back in the Gemara. So picking up, good introduction, Shkayach, because that's exactly where we have to pick up, which is the sugya of Amnon and Tamar. So there was this very strange story with Amnon and Tamar, right? Rashi and Tamar debating, were they Jewish, were they not Jewish, was there Geiris, was there not Geiris, because something's got to give, because otherwise we don't understand how these two brothers and sisters, if they were not Geirim, could be together. And we worked very hard last week to try to explain how Rashi could understand that a Yifas Torah needs some sort of Geiris, yet the two children, Amnon and Tamar, were not necessarily brothers and sisters, which is this anomaly at the end of the day. Fine. Says the Gemara at the end of the day, Chafalaf Amin Aleph, we ended up the story. The Gemara says they tried, right? Amnon tried to get Tamar in there, and she did something with the Sar Beis HaErva, and she caused him to become a Kris Shifcha, and he became someone that's Aser Lava Bakal, someone who doesn't have an Aver or has some sort of serious done to his physical anatomy. There is Aser Lava Bakal Hashem. Fine. So the Gemara says that Tamar initiated this, but what was the outcome of the Tamar and Amnon connection and episode? The Gemara says the last few lines and the last few words on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Ba'osa Shah Gazru. So in the aftermath of that episode, they made a gzera, Ala Yichud V'Ala Pnuya. They made a double gzera. What did they make a gzera? Zok Rashi, Ala Yichud De'eshes Ish, that now you shouldn't be able to be secluded with an Eshes Ish, V'Ala Pnuya, and that you shouldn't be able to be something with a pnuya. Rashi doesn't explain. Okay? Now, just as an aside, just without getting into the lumdus of it, very interesting, why should this story have any connection with a yichud of Eishes Ish? Just from an analysis of the story, right? Pnuya, I get. She was a pnuya, and these two people thought they would get together, and it was a horrible story, fine. But where does yichud Eishes Ish come in? So comes along Gemara and picks on that kasha. But not for the reason that I just said. The Gemara asks, Yichud is a gzera? Asks the Gemara. Yichud d'oraisa hu. Everyone holds Yichud's d'oraisa. Now, parenthetically, I don't have it here. If you look at the Rambam, you know what? Can you flip to the Rambams in the back? Parakhaf Beis Meyochus Ishus. Meyochus Isuri B, I'm sorry. This is only in the fancy Gemaras, the old other Gemaras. Just have you see Rabia there? Chavez, yeah, read it. Chavez Aleph, I think. I'm looking for the words Midivrei Kabbalah. The Dover Zeh Asru Midivrei Kabbalah. Nothing. I thought it was Chaf Beis Aleph. All right, fine. Lamaisa, take my word for it. The Rambam writes that this Isser of Yichud is an Isser Midivrei Kabbalah. So many poskim think, according to the Rambam, that this isn't only an Issa Derabbanan, because it's Lashon of Divrei Kabbalah. Now, that would fly in the face of this Gemara, because the Gemara says, as a Dover Pashit, that Yichud is D'oraisa. Which, in any case, right, the Rambam's Divrei Kabbalah, as we know in other areas in Shas, when the Rambam says Divrei Sofrim, right, the Rambam says Divrei Kabbalah, that could just mean the way we derived at it. The Chachamim were able to use their Kalim to be able to extrapolate this din, but ultimately it was the Kavanas HaTorah, so it's not entirely clear. It's Machlokes Rishonim and Das HaRambam what he means by Divrei Kabbalah. But for those that interpret Divrei Kabbalah, and there are Rishonim like this that understand that the Rambam meant Divrei Kabbalah as only Derabbanan, that would contradict this Gemara. The Gemara asks, Yichud D'oraisa, why? Dam Rab Yechon Mishum Rab Shimon Yo Tzadok Remez Li Yichud Min HaTorah. So now it could be that what. Some will argue that even though the Gemara says Yichud D'oraisa, it meant it has its roots Midoraisa, has an Asmachta, And what could support such an argument is when the Gemara says the word remes. There's a machlokes, the Ram and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. When remes is used, does that imply that it's not a bona fide din d'oraisa? It's just a hint, meaning it's just an asmachta? Or can that even exist on a level of d'oraisa? Meaning, what I'm saying is as follows. Pashup Shah in this Gemara is that you have to walk away from this Gemara, is that Yichud is d'oraisa. The problem would be, number one, if anyone interprets the Rambam as Divrei Kabbalah to be d'rabbanan, say, how is he going to read this Gemara if you hold like that? So the answer is because the Rambam is going to say when the Gemara used the language of remez, remez just meant what qualifies what it meant by d'oraisa means it finds its roots in the d'oraisa in the Torah, but obviously it was only in Issa d'rabbanan, and that's why the Torah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzalik, was presenting it as just a hint, but it's just a remez. Fine. That's just as an aside whether or not Yichud is deraisa, but we assume la'alacha Yichud is deraisa. Minayin shenemar ki asitcha achicha ben imecha. Torah says that when you are going to be in hiding with your brother, the son of your mother, right? What's this parsha? What's ki asitcha ben achicha ben imecha? Anyone remember what this parsha is? We spoke about this parsha. Mesis, right? It was a kasher of Kiva Eger asks. If you remember, this is mamish probably years. But Rabbi Kiva Eger asked Akasha, ki asiska achicha ben imecha. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, I remember when I was speaking in Bushkill, I opened the Shabbos with this Kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger says you should never have a mesis that's going to be a din of a mesis. Because the Torah says, you're with ben achicha ben imecha. So that means one of the Edim that was witnessing the story is what? Is a Karov. And if one of the Edim that's a Karov is possible, so Koli do some betela. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a kasha on a pasuk. So heichen mishkachas the din of mezis. Once it's kiyasitcha achicha ben imecha. So you got krovim family party that messes up the din of mezis. Good. We're not going to talk about that now. I think we dealt with that kasha in the past. V'chiben in mezis ben av. V'chiben in mezis ben av in a mezis. So why is the Gemara fakert? Rabbi Kiva Eger has problems from this lashon of the pasuk. What's the Torah adding? Everyone hides together, you know, children of sons, children of mothers. So what's the Torah telling? No, it's telling you a totally different din. It's extrapolating from the din of Meses Ha'alacha and Yichud. El Olaymer Lecha, Ben Misyachid Im Imo, Ve'ein Acher Misyachid Im Kol Arayi Shebetera. This is the source that a son could be with his mother, but even that's a Chiddush. Meaning, I would have thought without this pasuk, you're not allowed to be with any of the Arayis. So if you're not like the son with a mother, you're like another Arayis, the Hainu, I'm with an Eshes Ish, that's Isser Yichud Pashtus Minatoyer. So what's the problem? So why are you telling me that Gozru from Amnon and Tamar, Akzeri Drabbanon of Yichud, Yichud is already asserted from the Psukim, Mida Araisa, like the Pashup Shad of the Gemara says. Ela Eima Gozru Al Yichud Dipnuye. You're right. The Gemara says we misinterpreted what the aftermath of this episode was. Rather, they made a gzeira on Yichud d'pnuya, meaning the Gemara is coming out and saying the following: Avad Yichud at the time of David HaMelech of Amnon and Tamar was an Issa d'oraisa, like the Gemara is assuming, and that was nothing that we needed to add. And Stam the Issa Yichud we know from the Psukim. What did we need to add? We needed to add a Yichud d'pnuya. How do we know that's Asr? That's Asr Midrabanan, Nafkamina. Once I close this Gemara, I walk away from this table and I say, Yichud Dipnuya is only going to be an Issa Dirabanan, which could have Nafkaminas. Let's say you have a Machlek as a Paiskin. We pointed this out. The Rashba writes that a Yichud with two women, although the Gemara says in the Farish in the last part of Kedushin that that's Asr, the Rashba is of the opinion that that's only Yichud Midrabanan. One on one is the Raisa. Any multiple woman would be derabon. So the Rashba, so the poskim say, why do I care? Poskim say, what happens if you have a debate amongst the poskim? There's a certain situation that according to some poskim it might be mutter. So now I can play around. Sveika derabon and lakula. It's not a suffix deraisa. So now I'll apply that same logic over here. In a case where it's an eshes ish, that's a din deraisa. You can't be mekel. In a case where it's only a pnuya to begin with, that's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, says the Gemara, and that's going to be maybe lend itself to be kulas legabe sfeikas. But I have a lot of problems with this Gemara.
Who does that?
With the Bezdin at that time.
That's
right.
Is that Shmuel? Is that Rabbanan? Yeah.
Why not?
It's better.
I know it's better.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying it's Divrei Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a level of Doraisa. And also the Lashon was a B'Torah's Gzeira.
Okay.
You find Dinim that they were Gezer. Yeah. Shlomo HaMelech made Gzeiras, Takanos, Netilas Yadayim, all these things. You have Takanos from that time. Fine. Good. Just parenthetically, just important to point this out. This is not going to have Nafkaminas Lamaisa. Because Lamaisa, although we can give a shir about this, there's a lot to talk about this, but we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that a Nida is considered an Erva. If a Nida is considered an Erva, any time you're going to have a guy and a girl that is a single woman, we do not let them go to the mikvah, right? So Mamela, she's also going to carry with her an Isser Nida. The Gemara was talking about in a time that they were eating Taros. So she had to be Matar herself from the Tumas Nida. So Mamela, you had situations where you have a full-fledged Pnuya. That could be a Pnuya that's Tahora. What? A 3-year-old could be a Pnuya, but that would be another example, right? She's not going to have an Isser Nida, right? But a lot of the Pnuyas, last time we referenced the guys in high school, I'll reference that again. Guys in high school will get excited about this Gemara. It's only the Rabbanan Yichud Pruya. No, Lamaisa, it's not going to help you because you're going to have the din of Nida being an Erva, and therefore that's going to create an Isser. Now,
it's the
Raisa. So every Yichud with a Pnuya Bizman Azeh is going to be Daraisa because we assume a Nida is an Erva like the Rambam. Right. So if you have someone periods, so then in Echanami, that's it, right. 100%.
So they
then you'll have just the Nisa Darabonim, right. So then you'll be what to be make of it, right. If you just have the dinner for you, right. So but that's based on the Xero of three. But I have a cash. If you remember, the Rambam is of the opinion, right, this was machlekes we had between the Rambam and the Ravid when we talked about Pilegesh. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishah says, Panoi Abala Pnuya is the Isser Doraisa of Kadesha. Right? So if the Rambam holds that there's an Isser Doraisa of Kadesha, so shouldn't there already be an Isser Yichud Minatayra? It's one of the people that I'm usher to be Boil. Right? Everyone hear what I'm asking? This Gemara should be a raya to Shitas HaRaivs. Gazru al HaPnuya, before they made this Gzeira, it seemed like Pnuya was totally fine. Why? Because we said, there's obviously no issue of Nida, so this was a woman that was Muteris, and therefore they had to make a Gzeira on the Pnuya because of the episode that happened. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, there's an Isser Kadesha. You can't just be a Panoya Bala Pnuya. So there should be an Ichser Yichud Minat Torah on a Pnuya. How's the Rambam? I'm going to read this Gemara. So to strengthen my question, exactly the root that Mark is getting at, is the following question. I have the following question for you. And it's the question that the Prisha raises in the beginning of Hilchos Yichud, Simen Chav Beis. Very important question. You have a Koyin with a Grusha. You have an almono with a kohen gadol. You have, an amoini with a yisrael. Is there an isser yichud minatir? Why not? It's usher to be bold. You can't sleep with an amoini. You can't sleep with the kohen. Can't sleep with a grusha, and kohen can't be with a zayna, and a kohen gadol can't be with almono. Of course, there should be an isser yichud. Why shouldn't there be an isser yichud? So let me ask you the following question. Could you marry such people? Nah. I should rephrase that. If you marry such people, I was going to say, would we say Mazel Tov? We probably wouldn't say Mazel Tov either. But would we say that you're Tekka married and you need a get? So the Gemara said, right, true, excellent, good. Right, it's a Pelua, right? That's what the Gemara talks about, that, right? Exactly, excellent. Yabla Mahani, right? So it's Mahani, exactly what Eitan's saying. It's Mahani. So you need a get, with the exception of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds in kedushin tayis and b'chayve lavim. We don't pass it like that. Fine. So chayve lavim is this interesting animal. On the one hand,
Kiddushin Ar Tosfin, a vlad of such a relationship is not going to be a mamzer. It's not an arayos. It's a chalo, right? It's not arayos. But on the other hand, it's usher to be boil. You're over in Issa Dereis, and the kohen's going to get malchus for such an issa. So here's my kasha. If you remember what Mark read, Mark, read what you read. Mark said, usher. What was the lashon? Oh, stop. So it sounds like from the Rambam that Mark read that it's arayos. What? Our Gemara says? Okay, good. Right, so the Rambam is just coming off the Pasha of the Gemara. Excellent. So comes along the Prisha, and this is Paskin in the Beis Shmuel, not like what we're saying, that there is an Ithir Yichud for any situation that it's going to be ultimately Aser Bebiyah. Namely, a Kayin for a Grusha. So, and the Prisha brings a Raya from our Gemara. He said, why did the Beis Din at that time wake up to make a Gzeira specifically on a Penuna? Why did the Beis Din make all these other Gzeiras of other Easter Rebiyas if it's only on Arayos? He says, no, obviously everything is included in the Isser D'Oraisa. Any Bia Surah has the Isser Yichamen HaTorah. And if that would be the case, so technically a Kohen can't be in seclusion Men HaTorah, right? The fact that I can't be with my Goyisha maid is an Isser D'Rabban. That's a Gemara of Arizar. We didn't even talk about that Gemara. But if this is correct, this Prisha in the Beis Shmuel, a Kohen can't be in seclusion Men HaTorah with a Goyisha woman because he's a Zayna. Right? Because that's Biyah Asura for a Kohen, right? For us, right? It's maybe an Isser D'Rabban, whatever. But that would, and for a grusha, anytime a kohen would be, those would be Issa D'Oraisa. That's what the Prisha passed, and that's what's brought down in the Beis Shmuel in Shulchan Aruch. In Mechaber, it's not Mashmalai. The Mechaber quotes Lashon HaRambam that it's limited to Arayis. But says the Prisha, it's Beferish in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because they only picked on Pnuya. Why did they only pick on Pnuya? Because Pnuya's mutter. Pnuya, you're allowed to. Panay Bala Pnuya, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says that you're allowed to be together. Baharaya Pilegesh. You can have another relationship with another woman. Meaning, if you want, Rabbi said, what we're coming out of this is that two shailas, independent in Shulchan Aruch, are now going to be intertwined. If you want a paskin that chai ve'lav and have an Isser Yichud, so then you obviously need, in order to get around this Gemara, you need to subscribe to Shitas Arayvit. That Pnuya is mutter. And therefore, they needed to make a Gzeira specifically when it comes to Pnuya. Aye, but the Rambam holds Pnuya is Aser. So, how's the Rambam going to deal with this? Number one, if anything, the Rambam from his Lashon, I can argue, Rambam doesn't agree with the Prisha. Rambam doesn't agree with the Beis Shmuel and Enochanami. Maybe Yichud was only said by Arayos. Maybe Yichud was not said by any Bia Asura. Meaning, according to the Rambam, what we're trying to come out over here is the Prisha makes a lot of sense. The Prisha makes everything very practical. It says, any time we're going to come and lead to a Bia Asura, the Torah wanted to protect us. So therefore, I don't care what the nature of the Isser is. Any Bia Asura, we're going to protect that. You found a Panay and a Pnuya, it's not Asur. Great. That's why you didn't have to make it a Gzeira D'Rabbanan, because it was Mutter on the level of the Torah. Masha Enki, the Rambam is going to understand fundamentally the Isser Yichud in a different way. It's not ultimately leading up to any Bia Asura, but rather we look at the nature of the relationship. If it has such a chomer aveira that this is yarag val yavar, that it's one of the arayos shebetorah, then the Torah extrapolated and said not only the bia is aser, but even the yichud is aser. But it's not coming from protection in; it's coming from within out. That if you have such a chomer aveira, so then there's an Isser yichud connected to that as well. So memela, one could argue that that's exactly how the Rambam is going to answer the kasha we just asked on. Again, we asked, how's the Rambam going to get around this Gemara? Hello, the Rambam Shita holds that a Pilegesh is Aser. Rambam writes the Feirish, if you remember, the only time Pilegesh is Mutter is by a Melech. And that's because the Rambam Lishitas in the beginning of Hilchos Yishos thinks that a Panei Abal HaPnuya is an Isser D'Oraisa of Kadesha. So we asked on the Rambam, but the Prisha L'Chora is right.
when they made a gzeira over here, that it was mutter beforehand. So how's the Rambam going to get around this? Rambam's going to say, what are you asking on me? You want to know the way I define the Yisr Yichud? Mikol Arayo Sheba Torah. Not Mikol Biasur Sheba Torah. It's not a practical, it's not whoever is Aster, so then I Aster Bi Yichud. No, it's someone who has the Shem Erva. Rambam says, this never had a Shem Erva. Even upon I have a pnuya, I never chas v'shalom think in my right mind to call the child of such a relationship a mamzer. That's the mistake that everyone makes. That anything that without a marriage, the child's a mamzer. The Rambam says, I never said that. An Eshadish is an Arayas is a mamzer. But this is an Arayas. So the Rambam Adrabba, the pashtus in this Gemara, the Rambam is going to say the priest is wrong. There is no Isser Yichud by Chayav Lavim. And that's why this was mutter. It's also the Arayas to be with this woman. Not everyone who's also the Arayas to be with. Did we ask her to be Yichud? We limited it to Arayas. So this machloikas apostim, which Ladina is nafkaminas lalachlis veshmul in the pre-show, is ultimately going to be a machloikas how to read the Gemara. What was the Isser over here that they needed to add on, and why did they need to add on? Now the Minchas Chinuch says a different shav. He asked this kasha. Says, how's the Rambam going to answer this kasha if he holds Panei Abel Afnuya is an Isser d'Oraisa? Says the Minchas Chinuch a different word. I think that you don't have to say like the Minchas Chinuch based on what I'm saying, that it's an Isser Erva, and fundamentally there's a machloikas how to understand the nature of Isser Yichud. Is this Isser Yichud practical? Anytime it's going to lead up to a Biasura, we set in Adin d'Oraisa that's going to be also to be in seclusion. Or no, it's that anyone that the connection will be an Erva, they had this Isser seclusion. So Minchas Chinuch says there's another difference over here. Even if you want to say, like the Prisha, maybe the Rambam holds like the Prisha. Maybe the Diyak of Arayas is not a Diyak because it's just lost in the Gemara. And maybe the Rambam holds like the Prisha, and all Chayvei Lavim are Aser B'Yich. How can the Minchas Chinuch say that? So then you have the Kasha Ponei Abal Pnuy. Ponei Abal Pnuy, according to the Rambam, is an Isser D'Oraisa, is a Lav. Lo Siyek Deisha. Says in the Minchas Chinuch, but it's not an absolute Isser. Why is it not an absolute Isser? Why is a Panei Abel HaPnuya not an absolute Isser like every other Chayvei Lav? When you have a Koyin and a Grusha, Koyin and a Zayna.
Because there's a Heter at the end.
Oh, that Isser is never going away. That is an absolute Isser that is never going to be squashed. It's never going to be erased. Says the Minchas Chinuch, but over here, this Panei Abel HaPnuya, yeah, the way that you are connecting right now is the Isser of Kadesh. This is nus, this is mufkeris, this is not in an appropriate way, it really wasn't with Adim, it wasn't, but it's very simple to fix this. We just have to get Adim, I have to get some money on my hands and buy a ring, or I really don't even know when I need to get money, just get a pruta somewhere and just give her
just
something.
Be
yeah, or be mekash b'fia, right? And I'm good to go. So this is yesh heter li yisuro. So even if you hold that the Rambam holds like the Prisha that all Chayvei Lavim there is an Isser Yichud, perhaps the Rambam can get around this Gemara and say this is specific to what? Panei Abel HaPnuya, it's not an absolute Isser. Not an absolute Isser. They never implemented the Isser Yichud. That's what they needed later on for the Bezin to be Mechadish, that Gazru Al HaPnuya. It's because of that, the nature of this Isser that it lends itself to be more kal, even according to Shitas Aram. So we have a few different approaches.
Basically, to close the loophole, there were guys.
Exactly. Nida, what do you mean? A stam nida that you're not married to?
Or that you are married to.
So nida that you're married to is a great kasha. So Mark wants to know, why is he allowed to ever be with his wife? She's a nida. And
No, I was saying that.
Oh, so that's right. That's part of the heter, right? So meaning that could be a raya. There are different opinions in the Rishonim why a man is allowed to be with his wife. Either you take the approach that a nida is not an erva, and you take the approach that yichud is only usher by a rayas, which is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam held to sleep with a nida, you would not have to give up your life, which was not accepted in Shulchan Aruch. Shitas HaRambam is that Nida is an Erva, which is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. So then you have to either say that since the Rambam says a Lashon of Pas Pesalo, since it's going to be ultimately Mutter, there it's better. Meaning I don't even have to change anything. It's like part of the regular schedule. It's not like in theory
And over here, this in theory is really in theory. The Mechassan is saying a big chiddush because this girl might not like me at all, and I might have no chance to, you know, to get her to agree, right? The Gemara says by kiddushin, this is das acheres. Like, good luck, buddy. You got to get her to be maskin. Over here, it's up and coming, meaning this is her cycle, and she's going to become tahor. That the Rambam says pas b'sal, which is ultimately the big nafkamina, because it has to be in a situation where you experienced it, which is what creates complications in marriage, you know, before the chasen and kala actually were together. If she becomes pierced to ishtanida, then you have a very complicated sheva brachas, which there are a lot of different details that we're not going to talk about now, but because you don't have that pas b'sal, I never experienced it, and now I taka can't be with her because we pask and she is an erva, and she's no different than all the other arayas once I never was with her. Fine. Maybe in a later sugya we'll talk about this. Taisan Lamed Zayin quotes a different heter to why a man can be with his wife based on a pasuk suga bashoshanim, that the Torah was megala that Klal Yisrael guards themselves about these isurim. So maybe we'll talk about it over there. The nature of this isur. Yeah, exactly. There is a kasha. I think we once talked about this, but I love this kasha. And the assumption that there is an Isser Yichud, which the Prish and the Beishmul are paskening, and they're bringing a raya from Argomar. So if you remember, we learned on Daf Chof that there's a din of Yibum by Chai Ve'Lav. Minat Torah, right? If you have, let's say, a situation where a brother dies, and the brother was a Kohen Gadol, let's say. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Gemara discusses, can the Kohen Gadol marry this woman? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? She's an almana. So Gemara says, no, why don't you say Esed Dechalaisas? Fine, without the complications, Arus and Nesua, let's leave the complications out. Gemara suggested, why don't we say Yavo Esed, the mitzvah of Yibum, should come and be Doiche, the lav of almana. Right? That was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, Enechanami, you're right, it does. Gemara says, the only reason that they're not Miyabim is because of Gzeira Birishona Atu Birishnia. We don't want them to live together, and after the mitzvah, they're going to continue to live together, and that's going to be problematic. So comes along the Shara Melech, and he has a Bam Kash. He says, I don't understand. The Torah says that there's not only an Isser at the Bia, right? But there's an Isser prior to the Bia. What's the Isser prior to the Bia? Yichud, right? Right? Again, because we're assuming like the Prisha. There's an Isser Yichud by Chai Ve'Lavin. Negia, like Sikra Vulagal Zerva. I can't kiss her, I can't touch her. Right? She's a Chai Ve'Lavin. Right? Just like I can't kiss or touch an Eishes Ish. Right? So, how do you get around that? Where's the Esed Deicha on that? Ask the Shara Melech. Esed Deicha Loisase on the Gemara's case was where? You're doing a Maisa Bia, Maisa Yibum. And simultaneous to the Maisa Yibam, I'm violating an Isser of an Almana, a Biyatsur of an Almana with a Kayin Gadol, right? So Gemara says, the mitzvah could be Doicha the Isser. Frekta Shara Melech, whoa! Over here, you walked into the room, you were in seclusion with this woman, there was no mitzvah in sight, until you get to the Maisa Biyah is going to be a few hours, who was Matar all those Isserim? The Isser Yichud, the Isser Negiyah. How does the Gemara ever entertain the possibility of Esed Dechaloisase by Almana L'Chayin Gadol? How do we even understand the Gemara that we read before? We didn't talk about this then. This is a Bam Kasha. Again, if you tell me, no, there's no Isser Yichud on Chai Ve'Lavin, great. Like we wanted to say the first Peshat in the Rambam. But now we're suggesting maybe even the Rambam agrees. Everyone agrees that there's an Isser Yichud to Chai Ve'Lavin. Maybe the Prish is right. Maybe the Prish Shmuel is right. Why am I allowed to walk into that room? What's the heter? So Shara Melech works on this kasha, and Shara Melech says maybe this is a raya to a yesoid that the Piskei HaTosfos writes in Zvachim. Piskei HaTosfos in Zvachim is commenting on the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara wants to know what happens if part of the meat of the Korban Pesach is found in the marrow of the bones. So the only way I can get to it is what? Is if I break the bones. So Frek Tosfos asks a kasha there. How could the Gemara suggest? Yeah, break the bones. Esed dechalois esed. So Tosfos there asks, what do you mean? At the time when I'm breaking the bone, I'm not eating, right? So Tosfos says it's not be'idna. Tosfos bleibt schwer. Tosfos leaves it off as a kasha. So if you look at the end of Maseches Zvachim, there's a list of Tosfos what's called Piskei HaTosafot. Every Masechta has a list, the last daf of the Masechta. It turns to the last daf, that I don't know. It's the Pesachim of the Bali HaTosafot. Every daf, it's a good way to chazer, you see a line from what Tosafot says on that daf, or three Tosafot says on that daf, which is a good way for people, right? You have it in yeshivas, people make lists of Tosafot. You don't need the list of Tosafot, just look at the Piskei HaTosafot. When you see Tosafot came out with a Psak Halacha, you know Tosafot said, it's good that I just see that Tosafot, you know? So it's Piskei HaTosafot, these were the Psakim that Tosafot came out with. Ultimately, the Tosafot is a major source of Ashkenazi Rishonim, of the Ramaz, Psak Halacha, as opposed to the Sardim, which was more based on the Rambam and the Rif. Fine. So the Piskei HaTosafot there doesn't only give up Psak, he answers Tosafot's Kasha. He says, apparently, when it's impossible to get to the mitzvah without violating the Yisr, obviously included in what the Torah told us to do the mitzvah was to violate the Yisr. So again, if there's a mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, and the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach applies to all the meat, and the only way I can get to this meat is if I break the bones, so obviously, even though it's not simultaneous, obviously included in the Torah is that either it's a hechsher mitzvah that has the ability to be doicha, or you view the mitzvah already starting there, whatever it is, obviously the Tosafot knew of the Torah knew about this scenario, and the Torah told you afal pichin to do it. Obviously, be'idna is not going to be a limitation in that scenario, and therefore you say as they do chalaisas. What? Why? No, but now I don't have no sir.
Now I don't have no sir. So you have to.
Right now it's Estei Deicha one lot. So right now, Tosafot would bother, but at the time that I'm violating Etzem Lo Sishbur, I have no mitzvah. What's the matter? So the Piskei HaTosafot says, no, that's Chiddush. That's what you have to say. You have such a discussion amongst the Rishonim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia discusses, right, in Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, what's the din if a Kohen can go to a Beis HaKvaros to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? So the Rishonim there, the Nemugi Yosef there asks, Kind the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, I'm kind the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda when I give it back to you. Now I'm going to the Beis HaKvaros to pick up the Aveda. How does the Gemara discuss Esed Deichalaisas in such a scenario? So some Rishonim understand it's Alderech, this Piskei HaTosafot, I can't get the Aveda back to the Bailam unless I go into the Beis HaKvaros. That's where the Aveda is. So it must be that the Torah was not there and ignored Be'idna in such a scenario.
So the question is again, if it's something that is continuing,
it's something that is impossible. Right. So it's that's part of the discussion about Metzia. When we learn about Metzia, we can discuss what the Rishonim are referring to there, right? Which will be in 21 years, right? Exactly. So halavai. So that's the discussion, whether or not the mitzvah starts or the Torah is saying, no, over here I don't care about Bitna and I can use the Tchiyah of the essay already for something because it's Efshar B'inyan Acher. That's the Lashon of Tosafot. Fine. Is it true with the Nadi Yehuda that I once saw that I think he thinks that this is a machlokes running Abaye and Rava throughout Shas? This very issue of the Piskei HaTosafot is a machlokes amoron throughout Shas. He collects different Abaye Ravas in all these different Gemaras and he makes like a fancy Lishitoso in that in those days that was like a sheer klali. You take the Amoraim and you see the Amoraim say like this. Some Aramaleans say like that. Apparently, it was this Machlokes Rishonim and the Amoraim. You say that in yeshivas today, they're gonna laugh at you. You know, it's just different strokes for different folks. But it's just funny when you see such a true. This is a Nadi Yehuda we're talking about. Like, if he says it, like, let's give some credence to it. Let's give some respect. But that's just the way things. Oh, so what does the Shara Melech say? The Shara Melech says that's the answer over here too. I can't get to this Almana with a Kohen Gadol unless I violate the Yisr Yichud. So must be that the Gemara is assuming, it's a Gemara Mefirish, must be, the Shara Melech working in Shitzer Ram, must be that it's, if it's Yesher, so you have the Heter of Esei Deicha. Interesting. It's a little bit difficult. Tosafot in Zvachim left it schwer. Tosafot clearly didn't hold like the Piskei HaTosafot. They're clearly Shitzer, maybe Yehuda thinks this is a running Machlokes Amoraim. But we have a case of Almana L'Chayin Gadol, a Gemara, a stomach of Gemara that's telling you Esei Dechalois Esei on the Yisr Yichud. What's going on over here? How are you matah the Yisr Yichud on Chayvei Lavin if Chayvei Lavin is going to be Yosef? Comes along the Beis Halevi and he says a Ge'oinis Diketeretz. Says the Beis Halevi so sharp. What's the nature of this Yisr? Why is there an Yisr Yichud? Torah says the Yisr Yichud and the Yisr for Krevas Arayas to touch an Erva. Le-sikrivu, le-galos, ervu. Says the Beis HaLevi, what is going to predict whether or not this is going to be usher? Again, I said two models. You can work from without, from outwards inwards, or you can work from inwards outwards. Says the Beis Halevi, let's do that. Let's work from inwards outwards. Just like I'm telling you, it's only something that has a Chaimera Isser that now creates the Isser Yichud, so too you can work in that same line of reasoning and say, in this situation, there is no Isser Lo Sikavu Legalus Erva. Why? Because at the time that it's Giloy Erva that your mamish with the woman, it's Muteris. It's a Heter, it's a Bia Atira, it's Bia Muteris. So don't look at her as an object right now, irrespective of the Bia. Look at this leading up to the Bia. Look at this from the Bia standpoint. If it's going to be a Bia Muteres, so that's not a qualification of Leisikruvu Legalus Erva. It's only Leisikruvu right now, but it's not Legalus Erva. That was not something that the Torah asserted. Torah didn't asser Yichud with someone who right now is Asser. Torah assered someone who what? You're going to lead up to be Megala Erva. You're going to be coming to a Bia Asur, even my Chai Be'lavin. As long as I have a Heter on the Maise Bia, it's Esei Decholais Asei, so the Torah never assered in the first place. So even if we come out like the Prisha, we have a Gemara over here, and we want to say that this contradicts Almona L'Chayin Gadol, no, according to the Beis Halevi's Lamedus, it's Gevaldik. This nature of this Isser was all a function of what? What will be in the main situation, in the Giloy Erva, where it'll lead up to that Biasura, to the one of the Chai Ve'lavim. And if it's not, if it has the Heter of Esei Decha, so then it's never going to be Usser in the first place, and that's what's going to be Matar. But not because we have to say a fancy Shtikol Torah of Esei Decha, Lois Esei Be'idna or something. No, it's just Pasha, the Isser doesn't apply over here. Because any time that ultimately it's going to be Adum Bia Muteres, so you never get the Kreva and what ultimately is going to lead up to such an Isser. Okay, let's start the next mission. Lo Yarba Lo Susi. Back to the Mishnayis on the Halachos of Melech. So the Melech is not only limited like the last Mishnah, Lo Yarba Lo Noshim, but also Lo Yarba Lo Susi. Elekadei Merkavta. He can't have too many horses. Rather, he can have what he needs for his chariots. The kesef v'zohav lo yarba lo ma'oid, ela kadei liten aspanya. You shouldn't give him too much wealth. Now, it's a machloikas rishayin, and what does that mean? It means he's limited in how much he could tax the people, and it shouldn't only be for, Rashi says aspanya, for the schar chayalot, for the payment of the military. Midei shana b'shana anachnisim v'yotzin imo kol hashana. We have this word aspanya. Where do we have aspanya? Oh, beginning of the parak. By the fact that the melech and the kohen gadol both are biased when it comes to deciding whether or not we're going to make a shana muberes. The melech because he wants another month on credit for his aspanya, so he doesn't have to pay his chayalim extra. And the Kohen Gadol is biased. Why? Coming up. Unbelievable how coming up it is. Because it's cold when? And Yom Kippur. He doesn't want it to be cold when he has to dunk five times. Right? And therefore he's biased. Good? So they're not allowed to sit on the Bezdin for the Ibra Hashanah. So that's its limit. So V'ketzev Ezov Lo Yarbalo It's Machlokes Rishayim. Right? If that's, the Rambam sounds like it's only an Isser for him to put a tax on. But other Rishayim say no. There's a limitation in how much money he could accumulate, even if it's just other ways that he got this money. I just want to share a aura before we start the next sugya. I thought about this today, and I think it's a very interesting aura. I'm not going to answer it. I have a little bit of a mahalach, but I think it's just what to think about, food for thought. It's very interesting that when you open up a Parsha Shoftim and all the Mishnayos and all the sugyas we've been learning, when it comes to Melech, that there are a lot of discussions, as we'll see in a second, lo yarba lo susim. So there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Ramban, how to read the pasuk. What does the pasuk say below yarba lo susim? Lo yarba lo susim, lo yoshev esa'am mitzrayma, leman harbo sasus. So Rashi reads this pasuk that, why are you not allowed to be marba susim? Because where is he going to get his susim from? From Egypt. And you're not allowed to go back to Egypt. Okay, the Ramban attacks Rashi there, Allah Torah. The Ramban says, first of all, you're allowed to go back with Prakmatia.
You're allowed to go back for business. If you have to go on a business trip to Egypt, you're allowed to. I didn't say you're allowed to go back there for a Pesach program. But you're allowed to go back there for business. And therefore, the Ramban says he reads the pasuk that has nothing to do with the Siba, say, with going back to Mitzrayim. There's an independent issur that you can't have too many horses. But Rashi reads that, no, the Torah was what? Was telling us the Tam. Lo yarba lo susim. Why? Because it's going to cause you to go back to Mitzrayim. Where else do we have this? The sugya beforehand, Rabbi Yisai. We had a whole long discussion of Darshin and Taima Dekra. Why lo yarba lo nashim? Because it's going to be pen yasuris lavavo, and therefore a whole nafkaminis. And the Gemara gets into, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda usually says why darshin and time of the cross. How come over here he says darshin and time of the cross? So we discussed that over here the tam akros mefurish in the pasuk. Maybe darshin and time of the cross when it's mefurish in the pasuk. Number two, and to top it, the third iser of kesef izahov lo yarba loy, right? So what's the lashon of the pasuk over there? Lo yasur is levav. So the Meshech Chachma writes in Parsha Shoftim.
No.
Lavilti rum levav. Lavilti rum levav. So Meshech Chachma writes on that pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, same thing. The Torah wrote the tam of this crow is lavilti rum levav. Hallel davaru. Again, we're fans, like I said in 2 weeks ago. We don't usually make a drash, except the halachos of the Rabbeinu Shloim based on halachos. You want to give drashes upstairs? Great. There is a tam. There is a machshav. Don't make practical implications based on these tamim. Loi darshin a tam of the crow like Rabbi Shimon. Oh, now the Torah went out of its way and said a tam? Oh, no, that's going to be different. Darshin a tam of the crow. Where is that? Lo yarba lo nashim. Comes along Rashi ala Torah, the next sister. Why? Said the Torah again. Because you're going to go down to Mitzrayim. Now the third is the Kesef is of Levilti Rum Levavol. Says the Meshech Chochma and others also. The Torah again, once again, was telling us. Tashin and time of the crow. The Torah gave a time. This trumps all the other rules. Halodavavu. We have a Mahalach. In general, we pass in Loi Darshin and time of the crow. By Almana with a Mashkin, we say Loi Darshin and time of the crow. Suddenly, again and again and again, the Torah is now saying, over here in the Parsha of Melech, I want you to be Darish time in the Krah. Not only that, I'm going to tell you the Tam, and that's going to be the reverse of the regular rules in Halach. Why? Why is it that this Parsha, in three areas I showed you, that suddenly the rules of a Darshin and time in the Krah are suspended, and here the Torah says, no, I want you to Darsh. I want you to dash the time to cry, even if it's going to chat nafkiminis lalach. According to Rashi, if I know that when I get susim, I'm not going to get from Mitzrayim. I get susim from where? From Montana. And I don't get susim from Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, the din of the Mishnah doesn't apply. Darshina time is a crow, according to Rashi. Right? Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, Darshina time is a crow when it's my first in the pasuk. So why is it that by all these halachas of Melech, suddenly the rules of Darshina time is a crow, the way we learn Torah, is totally different. Halodavaru needs an explanation. I didn't find anyone make this ha'ara, but I think it's a valid ha'ara.
Shkai. You could also find that that's not the Darshin on time.